ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Today is the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur, so we will attempt to glorify Srila Haridas Thakur for self purification and for the pleasure of the Lord. I seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas. We have selected one verse which glorifies Haridas Thakur in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is from the Antyalila, chapter 11, and verse number 105. This is the conclusion of the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. This verse has been written.
Mahabhagavata Haridas Parama Vidvana Esau Bhagya Lagi Age Kurilo Prayana. Mahabhagavata, great devotee, Haridasa, Haridas Thakur, Paramavidvana, the most learned, Esaubhagyalagi, because of his great fortune, Age, first, Kurila Prayana, he passed away. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Paramavidvana. Actually, the most important science to know, the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Paramavidvana. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti pumsharpita Vishno bhakti shena valakshana kriyate bhagavati adda tanmanne aditam uttamam. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically Sarva Shastra Adhiti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all Vedic scriptures is to be known as a first class educated person with full knowledge of all the Shastra. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Shtam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine
Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevach Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees, my spiritual master Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas, to glorify such an exalted Paramahamsa Vaishnava like Srila Haridas Thakur, who has been described as the topmost devotee in this verse. Especially take blessings of Panjagoda Prabhu and all Prabhupada's disciples. Like a small child, try to speak some words for my self-purification. Because by glorifying Vaishnavas, one receives their mercy. Just like it is said that serving Vaishnavas is even higher than serving the Lord directly. Similarly, in one sense, Krishna becomes more pleased when we glorify His devotees, even more than when we glorify Him. So Haridas Thakur is described here as Paramavidvana Mahabhagavata, the most exalted devotee. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport why he is called such a great learned scholar. If you see from the historical point of view, there are many other great devotees also who wrote many, many books. To my knowledge, there are not many books written by Haridas Thakur, except Bhakti Vinod Thakur writes Harinam Chintamani, which is a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. But the greatest scholar, according to Srila Prabhupada, is not necessarily one who has written many books or read many books, but one who has understood the science of getting out of the clutches of Maya and can help others to come out. Such a person is considered to be the greatest scholar. In other words, one who can offenselessly, purely chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he is the greatest scholar. He is the greatest devotee. And that is why Haridas Thakur has been glorified again and again. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would speak about Haridas Thakur, he would speak as if he had five mouths. We will be discussing in a short while the exact Tirobhav Leela which occurred on today according to the Vaishnava calendar, how Lord Chaitanya personally came to him during the last moments, and Haridas Thakur took the lotus feet of the Lord on his chest and he was beholding the beautiful form of the Lord. And then how Lord Chaitanya, after Haridas Thakur gave up his body, Lord Chaitanya was dancing with his body. Some very unique pastimes which are unparalleled in Vaishnava history. So much mercy, so much dear he is to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because before we go into the Leela, Prabhupada writes in the first canto, one can know the greatness of a person by his ability to tolerate provoking situations. In other words, an advanced devotee is one who is dhira, who is undisturbed by material situations, by persecutions. Haridas Thakur was so persecuted. Everywhere he went, practically he was persecuted. And the Nawab wanted to kill him actually. But yet Haridas Thakur was smiling. He had the supreme quality of tolerance. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his great devotees, exhibited four qualities which are unparalleled in Vaishnava history. Through Sanatana Goswami, Lord Chaitanya taught us the quality of humility. Lord Chaitanya would tell Sanatana Goswami, "Your humility is so great that it breaks my heart to see your humility." Similarly, through Srila Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya taught the quality of tolerance, tolerating everything as being sent by the Supreme Lord. Through Ramananda Rai, that great devotee who is none other than Vishakha Sakhi, Lord Chaitanya taught us the quality of dhira, being undisturbed. And through Damodar Pandit, he taught the quality of simplicity or non-duplicity. So these great Vaishnavas, their qualities cannot be imitated. But on this day especially, we can pray to Haridas Thakur. So we can also develop this quality, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishna. But Tarorapi Sahishna means more tolerant than a tree. And in his explanations to this verse, Kaviraj Goswami explains the tree is tolerant. Even if it is being cut, he will not protest. And will offer the best thing to the person who is about to cut him. That means the person is cutting a tree and as he is cutting, he is tired. The tree will give the shade to the person who is about to kill him. The tree will give its fruits. So, the same way, Haridas Thakur was praying for those who were killing him, who were persecuting him. And this is unparalleled even in Vaishnava history. So, tolerance is the prime quality. Little bit of the background, as most of you have been knowing, Haridas Thakur is considered to be incarnation of Lord Brahma. In some references in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he is also described as Prahlad Maharaj. But primarily, Prabhupada describes him as Lord Brahma. We know the pastime which took place in Brajadham, where Lord Brahma wanted to test the Supreme Lord. He stole all the calves and all the cowherd boys. And then Krishna expanded himself into innumerable calves and cowherd boys. Later on, Lord Brahma understood his mistake and he fell at the lotus feet of the Lord, crying tears with his eight eyes, begging forgiveness and glorifying the Lord in very beautiful words, one whole chapter. In fact, this pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the calf is very significant because that is the last chapter translated by Srila Prabhupada here in Vrindavan, the 10th canto, 13th chapter. And after Lord Brahma begged forgiveness, still being very, he was feeling still repentant. He felt that I should perform some atonement. And he went to the supreme place of Mayapur Dham and performed austerities for many thousands of years. And then he had the darshan of the beautiful form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "What do you want?" He said, "I want a birth where I receive no honor, where I have no other designated duty, except to hear about you and chant your glories. I just want to glorify you 24 hours a day." And the Lord, being pleased with the devotion of Lord Brahma, granted him the benediction that in the next life you will take birth as Haridas Thakur. Born in a Yavan family, in a Mlecha family, you will not receive any respect, but you will be constantly glorifying me by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Haridas Thakur was, Lord Brahma then appeared as Haridas Thakur. Some scholars describe this place as Budhan district, which is now in Bangladesh. Although he was born in a Mlecha family, from the very beginning of his life, he had natural attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. And he was from a young age traveling and glorifying the Lord with no particular fixed place of residence. From what we hear from Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are many pastimes which took place even before the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya are some of the Vaishnavas who appeared before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, preparing for the arrival of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Haridas Thakur, he was traveling and then he came to this place of Benapol. Most of you know this pastime which took place. Whenever one somebody is very advanced, either materially or spiritually, the tendency is that people in the material world become envious. So there was a landlord by the name Ramchandra Khan who became very envious. He was also actually from a Hindu family, but he could not tolerate that so many people are being inspired by Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, it is said that sometimes he would speak, but many times he would not speak, but by his presence, everyone would be inspired to take shelter of the holy name. It is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked this question by the residents of Kulinagram, that how do we know who is a Vaishnava. Actually, first they asked, how can we make spiritual advancement? And the Lord Chaitanya said, serve the Vaishnavas and chant the holy name. So then the next question is, Vaishnava kemone chiniba? How do we recognize a Vaishnava? So Lord Chaitanya gave three answers in three consecutive years. First time he said that anybody who once chants the holy name is a Vaishnava. Second time he said that who is constantly chanting the holy name 24 hours, he is a Vaishnava. That is a Madhyam Adhikari. And the Madhyam Adhikari is also very high. Before reading this section, I was thinking, I have been in ISKCON for 30 years, so I must be Param Mahabhagavat. I should at least must be Madhyam Adhikari by now. But then when I read this definition, Madhyam Adhikari means 24 hours chanting the holy name. So I understood my glorious neophyte stage. By years we may have grown up, but of course bhakti, I need the mercy of devotees, all of you, to really advance, take shelter. That is Madhyam Adhikari. Uttam Adhikari, just by his presence, he makes everybody chant the holy name. That is Uttam Adhikari. So we can understand that Haridas Thakur is of course an Uttam Adhikari. And we know the story of how Ramchandra Khan sent this prostitute to try to defame Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur actually knew the intentions. He was sitting in a lonely place with a young body, beautiful body. This prostitute was also very beautiful. But Haridas Thakur was dhira, undisturbed. Like we hear about Lord Shiva being dhira, undisturbed. He was completely undisturbed. So Haridas Thakur, when the prostitute tried to allure him with various gestures, Haridas Thakur simply smiled. He said, yes, yes, I will fulfill all your desires, but I have to chant for some time. According to Shastra, Haridas Thakur should have left that place. They said that, matra shvastra duvitrava, one should not be in a lonely place with a woman except for one's wife, even one's own mother or sister, daughter. But here we understand the behavior of Haridas Thakur is beyond all regulations. He is a Mahabhagavata, just like Narada Muni is sometimes described as Bhagavan Narada. And he gave instructions to the mother of Prahlad Maharaj in a secluded place. These are certain instructions, there are certain examples which cannot be imitated. So Haridas Thakur was compassionate upon the prostitute who had come to literally defame him and in one sense to destroy him. So he could have just left the place and said, you nonsense, get out, I want to go to some other place. But he was so concerned about giving mercy to this prostitute. First day, second day, and we know how the third day she just became so humble and said, please forgive me, I came with the wrong intention. And Haridas Thakur said, I knew, but I just came to deliver you. Now you please stay here. And Haridas Thakur left. This prostitute became a great devotee. Any one of you been to this place, Benapol, in Bangladesh? I had the fortune to go. You have been there? 2004, I went there with Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and some senior devotees. It's a very... There's a deity of the prostitute also, next to Haridas Thakur's body. Haridas Thakur's deity, then she is there. And Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was joking that this deity, even Brahmachari sannyasis can worship because she became a great Vaishnavi. And she started chanting 192 rounds, 3 lakhs. That's by Haridas Thakur's association. Haridas Thakur did not speak any shloka also. Just purity is the force. Now sometimes we preach for 6 months and give free prasad and somebody chants one round, we are very happy. But Haridas Thakur just could transform. That's why Prabhupada, in one of the beautiful purport, we all know the story of Shivananda Sen delivering that dog. Prabhupada says, this is the power of association. And he writes in the purport that devotees in ISKCON should become so pure that others become delivered by their association, even without their knowledge. In other words, if somebody just comes into contact with a devotee of ISKCON, he should become delivered. For that, I have to chant, of course. Like if you have the iron rod is with fire, then wherever it touches, it becomes fire. So Haridas Thakur was constantly chanting. So whoever came into contact also started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is also a very good day to chant extra rounds. some devotees, I know they chant today 32 round 65 as per one capacity, not sacrificing any service. But the best way to please Haridas Thakur is to follow in his footsteps. At least for one day we cannot do 192, we can do at least 32 or whatever. Giving up. He would chant all his rounds and then he would drink water. It's amazing how that is possible. And you know, 192 rounds. And he would not drink a drop. You know the story when during his last pastime Govinda brought some Mahaprasad. He said, "How can I take prasad? I have not finished my chanting." At least we can make a vow to chant 16 rounds before having our prasadam. You know, it's a very good quality which we can learn from Haridas Thakur. So this prostitute became a great Vaishnavi, and many devotees would come to have her association. And then we know the after Benapol, he came to Phulia. Phulia is actually a place very close to Shantipur. It's when you go by car from Mayapur to Calcutta, it's on the way. And you know, Advaita Acharya was staying in Shantipur. And he had great respect for Haridas Thakur. How the mutual respect between those in the renounced order and those in the Grihastha Ashram can be learned by the behavior of Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. Advaita Acharya was very rich and he was also a learned Brahmana. And Haridas Thakur is, what to speak of Brahmana, he is technically lower than the Shudra in the terms of Varnashram. And Haridas Thakur has practically nothing. And Advaita Acharya has got good wealth. But yet both of them were very deep, they had very deep friendship because they had the holy name in common. You know, this is what can unite people of Varna Ashrams, especially in our society, devotees from different backgrounds, devotees with different initiating gurus, devotees with different cultural background. What unites everybody is the chanting of the holy name. So Haridas Thakur, in fact, Advaita Acharya once said of a festival of Shraddha for his departed ancestors. You know, the Vedic custom is that you offer some prasadam for the departed soul and invite brahmanas and devotees and serve them very respectfully. So Advaita Acharya called for many learned brahmanas, but especially called for Haridas Thakur. And when it was time for serving the prasad, the most advanced brahmana or Vaishnava is given the first serving. It's like in every temple, in every Vaishnava gathering. So Advaita Acharya chose to serve Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur felt very embarrassed. He said, "You know, what will people think of you? You know, you are serving a Mlecha before so many qualified brahmanas." And Advaita Acharya smiled and said, "Toma bhojan kari koti brahman samhe." Feeding you is equal to feeding 10 million brahmanas. Because every moment you are taking bath in all the holy places, you are doing all the tapasyas, yajnas. Why? Because every moment you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This beautiful book, which has been penned by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, describes a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. This book is known as Harinam Chintamani. It has got very, very useful instructions on how one can attain perfection in chanting. Because the most important item of devotional service is, of course, chanting the holy name. But how to chant, how to get over from the aparadas, 10 offenses, and how to become free from namabhas to shuddhanam is all very nicely, technically described in Harinam Chintamani. Just one or two lines from there, which I felt very inspired to share with you, is a prayer which Haridas Thakur would recite in before his japa. This prayer is very nice. Please try if you can repeat. Kripa kari nama rupe mora jivaya. Nirantara nacha prabhu dharita vapaya. It is translated as Kripa kari nama rupe more jivaya. Oh my Lord, be merciful to me in the form of the holy name. And more jivaya on my tongue, nirantara nach prabhu. Please dance on my tongue for my purification. In other words, when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna becomes attracted if we are chanting with the proper consciousness, this consciousness which Haridas Thakur is indicating, the consciousness of humility, the consciousness of a beggar. Yesterday was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day. I was in Govardhan and one devotee was speaking very beautifully about how to chant. He was quoting one verse from one Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago. The last line to the verse is, Bhagati Vinoda Prabhu Charane Podiya Sei Hari Nama Mantra Loilo Magiya. And the translation is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur falls at the feet of the Holy, at the feet of the Lord, having taken shelter of the Holy Name. And in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada explains that anybody who wants perfection in chanting should follow in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In other words, one should be literally begging and crying for the mercy of the Lord. Chanting is not simply a mechanical process. It is a process of crying out for the Supreme Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would say that our chanting should not simply be lip deep, but should be heart deep. Craving of the soul to meet the Lord of the heart, Krishna. So, Haridas Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, these are the great devotees whom we can follow in their footsteps. To be in the mood of a beggar. Shakti buddhi nahi ami ati dina. I do not have any strength. And begging the previous acharyas, begging one's initiating guru, begging the previous acharyas, that please give me that taste. Today is a good day to pray to Haridas Thakur, to get that taste. That namaruchi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes namaruchi, Vaishnava seva and jiva dvaya. And they are all related. Because unless you serve the Vaishnavas, how can we chant properly? And chanting is perfected when we distribute the holy name to others according to our capacity. That is jiva dvaya. So, one should beg, pray and cry for the mercy of the Lord. Feeling oneself dependent, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us in Shikshastakam. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishabhavam budau kripaya tava pada pankaja sidhuli sadvishamichi. My dear son of Maharaj Nanda, I am fallen to this ocean of birth and death. Please, please pick me up. And so that mood of taking shelter of the holy name, so we can learn from Srila Haridas Thakur. So after this pastime, then there is a beautiful story. Haridas Thakur actually was staying in a cave which was arranged by Advaita Acharya. This shows how a devotee should try to chant in a place where there is no disturbance. In those times, obviously, there were no vehicles. There was very less disturbance. Still, Haridas Thakur would go underground and chant. Of course, we cannot imitate. If we go underground, we'll get good sleep there. I remember several years back, I went to North India to find out the place where the Pandavas... You know, there's a story in the Mahabharata that the Pandavas went to Varanavat and Duryodhana was trying to burn them alive, you know. So some people told me that place is there, so I went there. Now, of course, there's a school there, but the local people told me there's a cave. Because when the Varanavat was about to be burned, the five Pandavas escaped through a tunnel which was built by Vidura. So actually, they showed me, I went inside that tunnel. You also went? I'm following in your footsteps. Oh, in the bullet. But bullet not inside the cave, no? We don't know your potency then. So actually that cave I went, I don't know how much Panchakoda Prabhu must have gone long, but I went just few feet and then I thought, you know, I have to come back and do some service. I don't know what will happen. So it's very, very uncomfortable from the material point of view. But Haridas Thakur, he was chanting in the cave. And we all know the story that how one snake, you know, devotees were chanting with him and they felt some bad odor and they, you know, they wanted to, what is going on here? And one Ayurvedic physician, he told that there's a serpent here, not an ordinary serpent, a poisonous snake, like a cobra or something. And so all the devotees were obviously disturbed. They said, Haridas Thakur, we should change our preaching center somewhere else. Very few people would like to come. You know, even if I mention the small snake here, everybody would run. First I would run, of course. I remember I was in Belgaum once And we were having a kirtan in some devotee's home, a deity welcoming process. And somebody was from the balcony, he just was mischievous. And he just threw a plastic snake, you know. And everybody ran, Nitai Gaur Premanande, you know. Full faith that Krishna will protect us after we go out, you know. But when Haridas Thakur heard this, he just smiled. He said, I don't get disturbed. Let us wait. If the snake does not leave by tomorrow, then we will move out of this place. And then as soon as he said this, this snake came out. Chaitanya Bhagavat describes he was a gigantic, like several feet long, with multicolor, with a jewel on his hood. Krishna in the heart of the snake told him, DNDD, do not disturb devotee. You know, leave my devotee alone. And everybody just went to the side, letting the snake pass. There are certain very special characteristics of Haridas Thakur which nobody can imitate. But we can gain inspiration. One more pastime took place in the same place. As Haridas Thakur sometimes, you know, when he would chant, sometimes he would start dancing also. He was so much in ecstasy. Like what we hear, Nayanam Galada Shudharaya. These symptoms were invariably present in his chanting. So once he was in a place and some snake charmer came. You know how the snake charmer, they sing very beautifully, and so he was singing some leela of Krishna actually, Krishna dancing on Kaliya. And when Haridas Thakur heard this, he was just absorbed, started dancing, started jumped up in the air, rolling in the ground, and all the ecstatic symptoms. And everybody, especially snake charmer, just stood to a side with respectfully folding his hands and beholding this transcendental leela of a pure devotee. And then after some time, Haridas Thakur left. Another brahmana who was watching this whole leela, he was thinking that maybe I should do like this, I will also be honored. So he also went up in the air and started rolling. And the snake charmer took a stick and was beating him. And then he said, Bab, Bab, save me. And he just ran away. But then the spectators, they were a little confused. They said, why are you not equal? One devotee is dancing and you are glorifying him. Another devotee is dancing in the same mood, same style, and you are beating him up. And the snake charmer became very happy. He said, I am very happy that you have asked this question because it gives me a chance to glorify Haridas Thakur. He said, Haridas Thakur, he loves Vaishnavas and the Supreme Lord. That's why he is known as Haridas. That Haridas is such a great devotee that anybody who even once chants his name, Jai Jai Haridas.
Jai, Jai, Haridas.
Today we can be slightly louder. Jai Jai Haridas.
Jai, Jai, Haridas.
Remember today morning, His Grace Panchakoda Prabhu was announcing. So he said three times, you know, there's so much love. Let us chant in the same mood. Jai Jai Haridas.
Jai, Jai, Haridas.
So he said in Chaitanya Bhagavat that anybody who once recites the name of Haridas, he goes back to the spiritual world. What to speak if he said three times in front of the deities in Vrindavan Dham? There's no doubt. Lord will take us back sometime, whenever He likes. So He glorified Haridas Thakur. He said, Haridas Thakur is the great devotee. Even Mother Ganga. Ganga is supremely pure. She is Charanamrita. Just touching Ganga purifies one. But Ganga is eager that a great devotee like Haridas Thakur may come and take bath in her waters. He started glorifying Haridas Thakur Haridas Thakur, just anybody who sees Haridas Thakur, glorifies Haridas Thakur, becomes delivered. And this duplicit, deceitful brahmana, he was just dancing just for a show, just to get honor. And that's why I beat him up. Then everybody could understand. We are running short of time. I'll speak one or two pastimes and then come to the Tirobhav Leela, which is the most important Leela. Haridas Thakur was similarly, when the Kazi came to know in Puliya, the Kazi got news about Haridas Thakur's activities. He was very disturbed. Most of them were disturbed because they were thinking that not only Hindus but Muslims are also joining ISKCON. ISKCON means Mahaprabhu's mission. They were worried about their own livelihood. So he went and complained to the Nawab. And Nawab said, okay, I would like to meet him first before I take a decision. And Haridas Thakur was being arrested. And he was, as he was entering the prison area,
Many people in the prison, they came to the doors to the and they were offering their respectful obeisances to this great devotee. In those times, people inside the prison were better than prison outside, because everybody who would chant Hare Krishna was put in the prison. So the Muslim ruled that time. So they offered all pranams, and Haridas Thakur looked at them in very, it is said that he had very beautiful eyes and very beautiful appearance. He looked at them and gave them a benediction. What is the benediction he gave? May you remain as you are. And they did not appreciate this, you know. It's like if you are suffering from some very severe disease and in the hospital, and some devotee comes and says, may you remain as you are. Is he my well-wisher? Is he my enemy? So they could not understand. Haridas Thakur explained why I gave this benediction. Now you are constantly absorbed in thinking of Krishna and chanting the holy name without any worldly attachments. When I say may you remain as you are, means that you may remain in the same consciousness. Do not worry. In 2 or 3 days you will be liberated from this jail. But my fear is that you may forget Krishna. Actually, if later on when you get time, please read that beautiful talk which Haridas Thakur gave to the prisoners, where he says actually that sense gratification leads to death. He says, chant the holy name in a mood of helplessness. He is instructing the prisoners. And then he proceeds to meet the Nawab. And the Nawab, he says, Haridas, why are you chanting the name of this Hindu gods? They have got such a noble birth, Muslim birth, according to him, very glorious birth. And as far as I am concerned, you know, there's a rice which has been touched by a Hindu. I will never eat it. I will never look at it. And you are chanting the name of the Hindu gods. Haridas Thakur started laughing. Ha 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 ha. He was laughing so loudly. He said, just see the power of Lord Vishnu's Maya. The same Supreme Lord who resides in the heart of all living beings. Quran and Puran, they describe the same Lord. Some call him by the name Krishna or Ishwara, and others call him by the name Allah or Khuda. That same Lord is present in the heart of every living being. And just like you are feeling inspired, you can chant Allah's name, I am chanting Krishna's name. So the Qazi immediately tried to provoke the Nawab. Said, just see is what he is speaking, punish him. Nawab said, no, I will give him one more chance. After all, he is our Jati Bhai, you know, he is a Muslim, so I should give him one more chance. He said, Haridas, if the same Lord is there, if the God is one, then why don't you chant Allah's name? And do you know the consequences of chanting the name of Krishna? You know what kind of punishment I can give you? Why are you not afraid? Haridas Thakur smiled and said, I am not afraid, because in Hindi say, Vahi hota hai jo manzoor hai Krishna. You know? Whatever Krishna wants, that will happen. If Krishna wants to kill me, I will be killed. If Krishna wants to protect me, Rake Krishna Mare Krishna Rake. Even if you persecute me, if you beat me and cut me to pieces, with every piece I will be chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. At this the Nawab was outraged. He just ordered, beat him in 22 marketplaces. And if he is still alive, then we will believe that he is a true saint. And Haridas Thakur was being dragged and insulted and beaten. And many local people, even the Muslims, some of them tried to stop. Said, why are you punishing a great soul? But the executioners had to do their duties. And he was being beaten with heavy iron rods. But Haridas Thakur was smiling. He was praying, my Lord, please forgive. A similar story we see in the Christian story of Lord Jesus Christ, how he also prayed for those who were persecuted. Prabhupada always quotes these two examples, Haridas Thakur and Lord Jesus Christ, for tolerance. And the Lord, the Supreme Lord, who cannot tolerate the sufferings of his devotees, sent his chakra, Sudarshan chakra, to cut off the head of all the persecution. When Haridas Thakur saw the chakra coming, he stopped the chakra. He said, I can tolerate my own sufferings, but I cannot tolerate if these executioners are punished.
This is a supreme example of para dukkha dukhi. A neophyte so-called devotee like myself, if I am being beaten or persecuted or some misjudgment, and if there somebody comes to protect me, I'll be so happy. I'll say, this is a person, yeah, he's the one, he should be punished. Vaishnava Paradi, you know. I think myself a great Vaishnava. But Haridas Thakur, he said, I can tolerate this. But here you see the relationship between Lord Gauranga and Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is tolerating everything to promote the cause of the Lord. And the Lord decides that I will suffer for my devotee. The Lord covered his body, Haridas Thakur's body, with his own body. And many years later in the Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya actually showed Haridas. Just see the marks. Haridas Thakur is very special also, because he was in Navadvip Leela and Jagannath Puri Leela. Some devotees were in Puri Leelas, some were in Navadvip, and some were common, like Gadadhar Pandit and Haridas Thakur. They were in both Leelas. You know? So Haridas Thakur was tolerating and the Lord was protecting him. And finally, as they were beating, they were tired. And Haridas Thakur smiled and said, what happened? It looks like you are being persecuted. And the executioner said, if you do not die, the Nawab will punish us for not doing our duties properly. Oh, my being alive is a distress to you. I'll just die. Quickly he just lied down and he went into Samadhi. He actually did not die, but there was no sign of breathing. Everybody thought that he is dead. That took him to the Nawab and everybody started laughing. Haridas, Haridas, where is his God? And then they decided, he cannot bury him, he is not fit to be buried. And finally decided to just put his body in the Ganga. And Haridas Thakur, after being thrown in the Ganga, he just came out happily, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Later on, the Nawab realized his mistake. He went to Haridas Thakur and begged forgiveness. He said, I have heard that there is Peer. In the Muslim language, Peer means a great saint. But today I am seeing with my own eyes such a great soul. Please, please forgive my offense. And Haridas Thakur said, it's not your fault. It's the will of the Lord. Not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. And then, as you all know the story in the Mahaprakash Leela, Lord Chaitanya was calling all the devotees. He called for Haridas Thakur and asked him, what benediction do you like? Haridas Thakur said, I just want to remember you. I am so unfortunate. I have a great craving for honor and respect. Although we know he was completely free, but he was thinking. He said, if at all you want to give me a birth, let me be a dog in the house of a Vaishnava. I can taste the remnants of the devotees. Here is Lord Brahma, the topmost living being. He is aspiring to become a dog of the Vaishnava. How much more we should be always be hankering for the dust of the Vaishnava, the remnants of the Vaishnava, the water that washes the feet of the Vaishnava. Later on, we find that when Lord Chaitanya moved to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas, Haridas Thakur also came. But when Lord reached in Puri, we were looking, where is Haridas? And Haridas was offering obeisances from a long distance. And Haridas Thakur, because of his birth, he was not allowed in the temple. But Lord Chaitanya planted a Siddha Bakula tree for him. That you sit on the tree and have darshan of the chakra of the Lord, and in this way you can continue chanting. Lord Chaitanya, although he was not allowed in the temple of Lord Jagannath would come out of the temple in the form of Lord Chaitanya and bring him Mahaprasad. We talk to him for a couple of hours every day. So many discussions would took place. One of the discussion is being recorded here in Chaitanya Charita Amrita, and Prabhupada so mercifully gives purports. Kaviraj Goswami says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once came and said, Haridas, I am very much distressed. Haridas, Kali Kale Yavan Apar, Go Brahmana Hinsa Kare Mahaduracha. How will the cow killers and those who are against Brahmanical culture, how will they be delivered? And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Chaitanya has concern for every living being. He is Patita Pavana. And Prabhupada writes another purport, that those who are following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya should also imbibe this mood of being concerned for the welfare of others. And Prabhupada quotes this verse, Bharat Bhumi Tehele Manishya. Haridas replied, Prabhu, do not worry. These Yavans, many times they chant the name Haram. Haram is an abominable word. But unknowingly, they are chanting the name of Ram. See, in this way they will be delivered. And then,
He gives the story of one Mlecha who was attacked in a jungle by a wild boar, and the boar put his tusk down to his chest, and as this Mlecha was about to die, loudly chanted Haram, Haram in agony. And that, because he chanted the name of Ram, he was delivered. It's recorded in Narsingha Purana. Then Lord Chaitanya asked him, what about those, like there are insects and there are plants, how will they be delivered? And Haridas Thakur explained that animals were delivered by you in Jharkhand. And for the plants are concerned, when there is loud chanting of the holy name, even the plants become delivered. When there is loud chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The echo is not an echo, but it's the chanting of the non-moving living beings. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was very much satisfied. Then he said, if all the living beings are liberated, what will happen to the universe? And Haridas Thakur said that you will send everybody back to Godhead, but some living beings will be keep coming up. This material world is never vacant. Like a jail, you know. Some people may go out of the jail, but then there are others who keep coming. So Lord Chaitanya was very happy with this conversation, and he was thinking in his mind, these are my confidential pastimes. How could Haridas Thakur understand them? And then Lord Chaitanya went and started telling all the devotees, Sarva Damodara Ramanandaraya, started glorifying Haridas Thakur as if he had 100 mouths. Initially I said 5 mouths, that was a mistake. Here it says hundreds of mouths. It is said, Bhakta Gane Kahite Prabhu Badaya Ullas. Lord feels great happiness in glorifying his devotee. And Bhakta Gane Shrestha Haridas. The best of the devotees is Haridas Thakur. And finally we come to this pastime. Actually, there's another incident which took place. Once Lord Chaitanya was glorifying Sanatan Goswami. You know, Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami were not allowed in the temple. And so even Haridas Thakur was not allowed. So whenever Haridas Thakur, Sanatan Goswami would come, they would stay in Siddha Bakul. Once I was in a yatra with His Holiness Sadhanath Maharaj, and he gave a lecture and told, all of you are fortunate, you can go and see Lord Jagannath, but I am not, because those devotees from America, they are not allowed. But then Maharaj smiled and said, Haridas Thakur was not allowed, Rupa Goswami was not allowed, Sanatan Goswami was not allowed. So I am in good company. Actually, because Prabhupada never liked this idea. Prabhupada wanted, he many times tried. He told the Jagannath authority that the devotee should be allowed. But of course, whatever the will of the Lord is there. So finally we come to this pastime where in the Antyalila, where Haridas Thakur is now very old, he's about 80 years old, and he's chanting, he's so weak, he's actually lying down. And Govinda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give some Mahaprasad. And Haridas Thakur, he said, I have not finished my rounds. How can I take prasad? But you have brought Mahaprasad. The one rule about Mahaprasad is should be immediately honored. This one rule which is very easy to follow also. Especially if the prasad is coming from a holy place. Even it is dry, even if you have not taken bath, you know Sarvam Bhattacharya's story, you should immediately honor. You know? So Haridas Thakur, he took a little portion. And next day Lord Chaitanya came. Haridas, Suswastha ho? Are you all right? Haridas said, Sharir swastha ho, mana buddhi aswastha ho. My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence, they are not well. Lord Chaitanya says, Kona vyadi haila? What is the disease? Haridas Thakur said, Sankhya japa purna na haila. I could not complete my chanting. And Lord Chaitanya, in Prabhupada writes in the purport, if we are not able to chant our prescribed rounds, that is a spiritual disease. So we should try to finish our chanting early in the morning, preferably. Prabhupada writes in one letter, he said, Brahma Muhurat hours are best. It's easy to concentrate that time. Then Lord Chaitanya told Haridas, Tumi Vridha Haila, you are old now. Maybe you can reduce your chanting. And already you have chanted so much, you are already liberated. In fact, you have liberated others. And, you know, suppose a person like me, if he is told, Prabhu, your health is not good,
My spiritual master or some senior to you can chant less. Oh, very nice. Thank you, Maharaj. Now I have some reason. I can have some reason. I am authorized. But Haridas Thakur said, no, I cannot give up my chanting. He said, my dear Lord, I have one small request. I was born in a very low family, inferior family. I am the lowest of men. I am most condemned. I am unseeable. I am unmovable. Adrishya, aspritya. You know, actually some people, they would say because he is aspritya, untouchable. But one purport to that is untouchable by Maya. Maya cannot touch him. You know. So, in fact, that was greatness. One story which I forgot to tell before. Once Maya Devi personally came to tempt Haridas. You know. And we are attracted by the opposite sex. That is a small, insignificant drop of Maya. Can you imagine if Maya Devi comes? Do not imagine what will happen, you know. We will all be clean, bold, finished, you know. So here Maya Devi personally came in Puliya with all her glamour. When she came, it was like, you know, so much effulgence in the dark. And Haridas Thakur had the same formula, let me finish my japa. And then she said, after 1 or 2 days, you will never finish your japa. Haridas Thakur said, what can I do? This is my route. And the third day she said, Ami Maya, I have deluded so many, all the demigods are attracted by me. And you are not deluded. Why? Because Haridas Thakur was constantly taking shelter of the holy. Otherwise, even Kala Krishna Das was traveling with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. But he was deluded. So it's very important that we take shelter of the holy name constantly. And Prabhupada is the best example. Even in his old age, once he was praying in Boston to Krishna, please let me not fall into Maya. Somebody who always prays like this, he can become free from Maya. Otherwise, Maya is undefeatable. So, here, Maya Devi then told Haridas Thakur, I am wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has given me Ram Nam, but I want from you the Krishna Nam. Because Ram Nam can give you liberation, but not love of God. So actually, Haridas Thakur initiated her also. Now coming back to this story, Lord Chaitanya is telling Haridas, you reduce. Haridas said, no, I'm very fallen, untouchable. I have one desire, my Lord. I know very soon you will be ending your pastime. I do not want to see the final chapter of your pastimes. In other words, I want to leave my body before you leave the planet. I want to catch your lotus-like feet and put it on my heart. With my eyes, I want to behold Gaurachandra, the moon-like face of Lord Chaitanya. And with my tongue, I want to chant the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. In this way, after chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, I want to depart from the world. Oh my Lord, you are very merciful. Please, my humble request is please fulfill my desire. Mahaprabhu said, Haridas, Tumi je magiba Krishna avashya koribe. You are a pure devotee. Whatever you desire, Krishna will definitely fulfill. But think about me, Haridas. I have derived great happiness from your association. It is not proper for you to leave me behind and depart from this world. Haridas Thakur fell at the feet. He caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord and said, my Lord, please do not create an illusion. I am so fallen. You must show me this mercy. You are telling that I am important? There are so many respectable millions of devotees with you. They are fit to sit on my head. I am just like a small ant. If an ant dies, what is the loss to the world? My dear Lord, you are known as Bhakta Vatsal. You are affectionate to your devotees. But I am not a Bhakta. I am a Bhakta Abhas. I am an imitation devotee. I am a shadow devotee. But still, I beg you, please, my Lord, please fulfill my desire. Lord Chaitanya had to go for a darshan. So he said he will come back the next day. Next day he came with a whole party of devotees, with a kirtan party. And then asked Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur said, whatever mercy you show, that is what I will accept. Then Lord Chaitanya told the devotees to begin the kirtan. Saru Damodar was the leader of the kirtan. Vakreshwar Pandit, that famous devotee who could chant for 72 hours, he started dancing. And then Lord Chaitanya began to glorify Haridas Thakur in the presence of Ramananda Raya and Saram Bhattacharya. He spoke as if he had five mouths and his happiness increased. And the devotees were struck with wonder. They all offered obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas. In turn, Haridas took the dust of the lotus feet of all the assembled devotees. He was not thinking, I have Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, so why should I worry about devotees' lotus feet? He took the feet, the dust of all Chota, Vada, Sabha, Vaishnava, all the Vaishnavas. And then he placed the lotus feet of the Lord on his heart and took the dust of the devotees and started chanting, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Tears were coming out of his eyes. He was drinking the madhuri, the sweetness of Lord Gaurachandra's beautiful face. And when he left his body, everybody remembered the passing away of Bhishma Dev, who left at his own will. There was a tumultuous noise and the devotees were chanting, Hari, Hari, Krishna, Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya took the divine body of Haridas Thakur and started dancing in ecstasy for a long time. Finally, some of the devotees had to remind the Lord that the other rituals had to be performed. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the one who reminded the Lord. Then they put Haridas Thakur's body in a palanquin, which looked like an airship, Prabhupada says. And then they had a kirtan procession down to the Swargadwar area in Jagannath Puri, the bank of the ocean. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in front, Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing behind, and Lord Chaitanya with his own hands bathed the divine body of Haridas and said, Samudra Mahatirtha Haila. This part of the ocean is a Mahatirtha. Now you know, ocean is naturally a Tirtha because all holy rivers come in the ocean. But from this day it will be Mahatirtha because Haridas Thakur's divine body has been bathed here. And not only all the devotees drank that Charanamrit from Haridas and they applied Lord Jagannath's Chandan on the transcendental body of Haridas. Then the Samadhi was, the hole was dug in the sand, his body was lowered. They got some special items like the rope from the Rath Yatra, some cloth of Lord Jagannath's personal clothing, some Chandan and some Jagannath Mahaprasad. And then all the devotees were doing kirtan. The Lord Chaitanya was putting the dust, the sand and the body of Haridas Thakur and everybody was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari 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 Bol. And then now we come to the last part, the prasadam pastime. All the devotees did parikrama and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the ocean. In fact, he was swimming in the ocean. You see, Vaishnava's departure is also glorious. In the same place, Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, He reasons all ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live and by living spread the holy name around. It's a joy. Of course, it's a sadness. Lord Chaitanya is experiencing sadness because a great devotee has passed away. But he was joyful because he has returned to the spiritual world. Then Lord Chaitanya and the devotees did Sankirtan around the Samadhi. Then Lord Chaitanya with his own, he took his chadar and he went to the Sinhadwar to the market and said, Today, I am begging prasadam for a festival honoring Haridas Thakur. Please give me alms. And the shopkeepers were so enthusiastic. They gave many, many baskets of prasad. But Swarup Damodar stopped them. He told, My Lord, it's not proper for you. You please sit down. Then he had four other devotees go around and they told that, Just give one palmful because many, many shopkeepers wanted to give. And then in this way, there were many. Many, many baskets of prasad. Swarup Damodar brought prasad. Vani Nath Rai brought prasad. Kashi Mishra brought prasad. And Lord Chaitanya started serving the devotees. He is Lord. But he takes great pleasure in serving the devotees in a menial way. Like in Rath Yatra, he is sweeping the floor in front of Lord Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya said, Mahaprabhu haste alpana aise ek ek pate panchajanera parose. Mahaprabhu's hand is also Maha. So with his hand, he would put as if what five people could eat. And this is how we should eat today. Once physically and four times mentally. We cannot imitate. So Swarup Damodar said, Please sit down. You don't have to distribute. We will distribute the prasad. Because unless you begin to take, nobody will take. So he ordered four devotees, Swarup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashishwar and Shankar Pandit. You distribute. And Kashi Mishra came. You are supposed to come to my place. But that same prasad was distributed there. And Lord Chaitanya said, give them more. And it is said, Akanta Karaya Bhojan. The Ayurvedic doctors tell you to eat half stomach. But sometimes they full. But on the day of Haridas Thakur, Akanta, till the neck, one can eat prasad. And then Lord Chaitanya, how respectfully he treats the devotee. It's not that you take prasad, okay, please leave immediately. He actually garlanded each of the devotees with his own hands, applied chandan. So Supreme Lord is showing Vaishnava etiquette in a very perfect way so that we can follow in His footsteps. And now we hear the blessing of today's Leela. Lord Chaitanya said, whoever has taken part in this festival of the passing of Haridas Thakur, anybody who has chanted, danced, anybody who has helped in making the samadhi, anybody who has even taken prasadam, he will achieve Krishna Prapti. He will achieve the mercy of Krishna. Then Lord Chaitanya started lamenting. Krishna is so merciful. He gave me the association of a great devotee. But Krishna is swarat, independent. He has taken away that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave, it was not within my power to stop him. Simply by his will he left the world, just like Bhishma Dev left. Haridas Thakur is called Prithviraj Shiromani, the crest jewel of all the Vaishnavas. Now, Medini means earth. Earth is bereft of such a great devotee. And then Lord Chaitanya told everybody, please chant, Jai Jai Haridas. Sabagai Jai 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 Haridas. Namera Mahima Jai Korila Prakash. He told everybody to chant Haridas' name because Namera Mahima Jai Korila Prakash. And then Lord Chaitanya went to take rest with feelings of, it is described, Harsha Vishada. Harsha means happiness and Vishada means lamentation. And then Kaviraj Goswami gives us the blessing. Whoever hears this pastime, Yahara Shravane Krishna Drida Bhakti Hai, we get firm devotion to Krishna, following the footsteps of Haridas. Prabhupada writes in the purport that in Jagannath Puri, there is a great festival today, and it is called Ananta Chaturdashi, and in the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur, there is a great festival. What do we learn? Prabhupada writes in the translation, we learn how the Lord loves His devotee, and although Lord is supremely a great sannyasi, He satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. And when he danced with His transcendental body, He performed the final rites with His own hands. He conducted a great festival. And not only that, He actually distributed prasad, begged alms. And then this is the last verse today. Mahabhagavat Haridas Param Vidwan E Saubhagya Lagi Karila Prayan. Haridas Thakur was not only topmost devotee, but his Param Vidwan, great learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Chaitanya. It's considered auspicious in Vedic culture. If the wife leaves the body before the husband, that is considered auspicious. So a disciple is leaving before the spiritual master, in one sense, great, special, like Jayananda Thakur got this opportunity. So Haridas Thakur's desire was fulfilled by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Kaviraj Goswami says, Chaitanya Charitra e Amritera Sindhu. This Chaitanya's pastime is the ocean of nectar. Karna mana tripta kare. Karna means ear, mana means mind. Tripta kare, jara eka, bindu, one drop. And then he gives us the hint. Bhava Sindhu tari bare ache jara chit. Anybody who wants to cross the ocean of birth and death. Anybody here wants to cross? All of you. You have already crossed actually. Because you have come to Prabhupada. I am learning. What does he say? Shraddha Kari Suna Chaitanya Charitra. With great faith, one should hear this Chaitanya Prabhu's pastime. So let us end with a small prayer to Haridas Thakur that we can get a drop of that taste for the holy name. We can learn from him how to take shelter of the holy name. And in the final moment, we too can be fortunate to leave our bodies in the association of devotees in the holy dham whenever Krishna so desires. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now I'll beg the senior Vaishnavas to like to comment or speak some. Let us chant loudly. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Gaur Premananda.